forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all pass, home at last, ever to rejoice. Yes, oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face. There to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. As I journey through this land, singing as I go, pointing souls to Calvary, to the crimson glow. Many arrows pierce my soul from without within, but my Lord leads me on, through Him I must win. Oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
Winning service for my Lord, dark may be the night.
Oh, yes.
But I'll cling more close to Him.
Oh, He will
give me life. Satan's snares may vex my soul, turn my thoughts aside. But my Lord goes ahead, leads whatever betide.
Oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face. There to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Oh, sing that chorus again. Oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face. There to sing forever
of His saving grace.
And on the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, a home at last, ever to rejoice. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, do you want to see Him tonight? Is that your heart's desire to see the Lord? Well, it's such a privilege once again to be back in God's house to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Can't think of a better place in the world to be, in the whole world to be, than to be right here to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Isn't it good to be a Christian tonight? Shake somebody's hand, tell them this: I'm glad you're here tonight. Praise the Lord.
I'm glad you guys are here tonight.
Not really.
Play a little bit more of it.
Praise the Lord. Let's sing that last verse of that song. When before me billows rise from the mighty deep, then my Lord directs my bark, He does safely keep. And He leads me gently on through this world below. He's a real friend to me. Oh, I love Him so. Oh, I want to see Him look up on His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. Somebody say praise the Lord. Let's give Him one more big hand clap of praise tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. He is so worthy of all the praise that we'll ever give Him. He's worthy of every bit of it and 10 million times more than we'll ever give Him. I'm going to let you be seated for just a little bit while we look at our prayer request tonight. This note here, there's some names on this piece of paper that was attached to a handkerchief. Brother Andrew's going to preach with that handkerchief on him tonight. And we'll be giving it back to Brother Daniel. But these names, want to pray for Ernest Garland, Maxine Garland, Teresa Garland, Roger Garland, Richard Garland, and Jessica Trent. All those folks need a touch from the Lord in some way. So let's remember that those needs tonight on behalf of that prayer request. I want to pray for Brother Bird and Sister Barbara Gravely for needs in their lives. The Lord knows all about them. We just commit them unto the Lord. Special unspoken prayer request for Joy Smith. Let's remember that need tonight as we pray. Brother Dan Dyer called to thank everyone for their prayers during his surgery on both hands this past Monday. The surgery was successful and he is experiencing very little pain. We'll be in this cast for about a week, but anticipates being here for the weekend services. So let's just, we praise the Lord for him touching Brother Dan, and just pray that the Lord would continue to bring him right along. Sister Peggy Kirkpatrick sends this in to please pray for Brenda Vassage from Missouri. She had a light stroke, and the family asked for prayer that there would not be any damage due to that. So let's remember that. Also continue to pray for James Jones, who is having severe pancreas problems. Also for a young man named Nathan Hedrick, who is covered with poison ivy. So they're asking that we would remember those needs tonight. Brother Baker sends in a prayer request for the husband of his banker friend, that the Lord would be mindful of those situations. Her name is April, and just pray for the husband and the family that the Lord would intervene. Also want to pray for a barber by the name of James, who has cancer. Brother Baker sends that in also. So let's remember that need tonight. I want to pray for Sister Laura Krause. Remember her in prayer, been fighting a virus for the last 3 days. So let's remember those needs. Sister Estep sprained her ankle today. Is very asked for prayer, so let's remember that need. Brother Terry and Sister Jaretta Stockton request that you would continue to pray for their son Daniel. The infection in his body had come down, and now it has started to rise again. He's been having trouble with being confused. Prayer is deeply appreciated. He is in the intensive care unit at Duke Hospital in North Carolina, so we certainly want to remember that need tonight. Sister Janet Kennedy sends this in for Brother Eugene. Hasn't been able to sleep for about 5 days due to illness. He's just desperate for some rest. So let's pray that the Lord would just bless him tonight with a very good night's rest. Amen. Do you believe God's able to do that tonight? Amen. I want to pray for Sandra Parker, who had a surgery and is having several complications that need under the Lord. Certainly want to pray for the meeting over in Ruth, North Carolina, that the Lord would just be mindful of that meeting and meetings around the country. And this meeting here tonight, Brother Andrew Glover here is here to speak for us. And well, he's always just blesses us when he comes. And the help the Lord just uses our brother and helps him. And we just appreciate Brother Andrew Glover, don't we? We certainly do. And we're just glad that you're here to be part of this service tonight. Let me make a couple of announcements and we'll go right on in to the service with our prayer. But Brother Donnie has a new CD. It came in today. They are available for you over in the library if you'd like to pick one of those up after service tonight. And the blood drive has been rescheduled until August the 30th. I believe I'm right in saying, is that right, Sister Lynn? August the 30th. I believe that's what Brother Jimmy told me. We'll make that right if that's not right. But I believe it's been rescheduled until August the 30th. So remember that. That'll be from 2 until 7 p.m. So if you can participate in that, help out. They really count on you to do that. All the unspoken prayer requests, if you have a need tonight, could we just stand? Let's just go to the Lord in prayer tonight. Brother Gene Lehman, why don't you come tonight, pray over these needs. We'll just commit them unto the Lord, ask God to move in His own special way. We know He's got a special touch for every one of you here tonight. I believe that, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Brother Gene, love you, buddy.
Can I say something?
Certainly.
Hurry. Let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight, Lord, for the opportunity we have to come before you tonight, Lord. We just want to invite you into our service. We want you to come, Lord, among us tonight, God. Lord, I know that every lick of fire, God, that comes in here tonight, Lord, helps make up part of the body, Lord. So we just pray tonight, God, as we approach you, Lord, that you'll come among us now, Lord. There's many needs that I hold in my hand, Lord. I know, God, there's just Kennedy, Lord, we've saw him come, Lord, and with no strength in his body at all, and he's not getting rest, Lord. You're able, God, to touch him. You're able to make him whole tonight, Father, we pray, God. Lord, every request, Lord, Brother Bert Gravely, Lord, and his wife going through many difficulties, Lord, right now, Lord, and God, many others, God, Lord, that we can't even remember, Lord, but you know they were made mention here, Lord. Lord, we pray for the service. Pray for our brother tonight, Lord, that's going to bring the word, Lord, and God, that he'll just get himself out of the way, Lord, and we can get ourselves out of the way, that we can receive that, God, that you'd have for us, Lord. God, we know that you're here. We know that we brought you here, Lord, and if we brought you, we know that you're here, God, so we just pray your blessing on the service. Meet the very needs of every heart and every life, we pray, God. I just want to say a little something, that's Brother Louis, if I said, and this kind of a testimony, and don't take this wrong, but years ago, Brother Bert Gravely was here.
I wanted to do it the other night.
And Brother Louis didn't, this wasn't feel like. But Brother Roy Shrewsbury called me one day. Brother Roy Borders was in a hospital down in Louisville, Kentucky. And he called Brother Roy, and his wife called Brother Roy and told him that he was very sick. I may have told this before, but you just forgive me. But he called me up one day, and he said, Brother Gene, would you go with me? And I said, sure, I'll go with you. And so he called Brother Bert, and the three of us drove down to Louisville, Kentucky. And went in the hospital room, and Brother Borders, he greeted us. He was very sick. And we stayed not very long. We prayed for him. We laid hands on him. We left. 3 days later, I believe it was, his wife, or Brother Borders, called Brother Roy and said, Brother Roy said, I'm out of the hospital. He said, God, heal me. And he said, well, that's wonderful, Brother Borders. He said, Brother, I've got a question to ask you. He said, I knew Brother Gene, I knew Brother Bert, and I knew you, but who was the other guy that came with you? And Brother Roy said, Brother Borders, no one came with us, just three of us. He said, well, there was four of you. And he said, when y'all left, he walked out behind you. He was very gentleman. You know, I just wanted to say this, that sometimes, you know, Sister Tessa, she kids me when she comes in church and she says, Jesus is here tonight. She was here last night. And I said, I didn't see him, Tessa. She said, oh, Brother Gene. So sometimes you don't see him, but he's here. He may not be here in body, but saints, he comes. When we come through these doors, he's here. We ought to recognize that he's here. The Lord bless.
Gene. Appreciate that, buddy. Unrecognized presence of God. I don't want to be guilty of not recognizing Him. Do you? Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's sing a song tonight. Ushers, if you'd like to come at this time, we'll receive the evening offering. If you're a visitor, we want to welcome you. Glad to have you in this service. All those that would be streaming, we pray this service would be a great blessing to those folks as well. But let's sing this song tonight. I'm so glad that when I mess up, which is very, very often, He don't throw me away, Brother Terry. He just breaks me to pieces and starts all over. I'm glad for that, aren't you? Somebody say praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Brother Terry.
Empty and broken, I came back to Him. A vessel unworthy, so scarred by sin. But He did not despair. He started over again. I'm blessed today. He didn't throw the clay away. Up all the broken pieces.
Hallelujah.
He doesn't throw
so glad about that,
the clay away. Will come and take me away. with the saints
in glory someday. Thank God I've been sealed.
I've been sealed, I've been sealed till the day of redemption.
Oh, Jesus will come.
Yes, He will.
And He'll take me away.
Forever I'll live in a beautiful mansion.
I'm gonna live with the saints in glory someday.
I've been sealed, I've been sealed
till the day of redemption. Jesus will come.
Oh, Jesus will come.
And He'll take me away.
Forever I'll live in a beautiful mansion. Saints
in glory someday.
Someday. Aren't you looking forward to it? Amen. God bless you. I'm going to let you be seated tonight. Brother Harry's going to give us a special just before Brother Andrew comes to bring us the word of the Lord tonight. And while he's getting ready, just let me say it's good to see all of you in the house of God. Appreciate the Lord more today than I ever have in my life. Realize I need Him more right now than I've ever needed Him in my life. Realizing we're living in the most perilous time that we've ever seen. But realizing that we're serving an unchanging God. We're serving a Christ that does not lose. He does not know defeat. You're on the winning team. Somebody say, I am a winner. Second place ain't nothing but the first loser. You are a winner tonight. Somebody say, by God's grace, I am a winner. Give Him one more hand clap of praise if you love Him. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, buddy.
Gee. Y'all help me sing this.
Some morning when I stand in God's wonderful city, where the light of heaven's glory will never grow dim, and I shake hands with the Savior who gave me life eternal, I'd like to talk it over with Him. I'd like to kneel down and talk it all over with Him. I'd like to say, Lord, how could You love me when my path was so dim? I can't in that city above, but I'd like to talk it over and thank Him for His wonderful love.
We'll be singing hallelujahs forever and ever. For we're told the cup of gladness He'll fill to the brim. But I know that I have brought Him some deep tears of sorrow, and I'd like to talk it over with Him. My path was so dim. I cannot repay Him. Oh, when I meet Him in that city
privilege to talk to God. And the good thing about it is He's not a dead God, so He can talk back to us. Do you believe that tonight? And let's bow our heads together tonight for a word of prayer. I wonder how many would like to be remembered just by an uplifted hand. God bless you. He sees every hand. Heavenly Father, we come to You tonight, Lord. And Father, we're grateful to be called Your children in this hour, dear God. Father, we're thankful, Lord, that we have a place that we can come and assemble ourselves together, Lord. Father, not under something that's dead, Lord, and been dismissed from the presence of God a long time ago, but, Lord, something that's fresh, that's real, Lord, that's living. And, God, we know that You're here tonight, Lord, among us, Father, not because, Lord, You dwell in the building, Father, but You dwell in the hearts of Your people, Lord. And Father, we know that if Your people are here, Lord, that lick of fire that, Lord, Brother Branham told us when the pillar of fire come in that day, Lord, that God began to separate Himself and go into those people there in the upper room, Lord, and Father, showing us that when we receive the Holy Ghost, Lord, that You begin to separate Yourself into our lives, dear God. And Lord, we bring that lick of fire together, Lord, to make the one great pillar of fire among us. And Father, we believe You're here tonight, Lord, to meet our needs, God. And Lord, I pray for every hand that was raised. Father, behind that hand there is a need, dear God, and I pray that You would just move tonight, Lord. I pray You would touch those that be sick in body, Father. I pray You would, Lord, save our lost, Father. May You baptize with the Holy Ghost tonight, dear God. And Father, I pray You just be mindful of the meeting there in Ruth tonight, Lord. Bless Brother Donnie, dear God, as he speaks, Father. Lord, give him the words to say, Lord. Give him strength, Father, for the meetings, Lord. And Lord, may Your will be accomplished there, dear God. And Father, we just ask You help us tonight, Lord, to get ourselves out of the way, dear God, that You can come and speak to us tonight, Lord, by Your word. Forgive us where we failed You, Lord. May You just strengthen our lives in Your word tonight, God. We just love and thank You for Your many blessings of life. Come now and have preeminence among us. We ask these things in Jesus Christ's name. And all the believers said,
Amen.
Amen. You love Him tonight.
Amen.
Amen. God richly bless you. If you have your Bibles, we'll invite you to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Let's make sure I get it back. It don't fit.
Praise the Lord.
If you hadn't got my jacket, that wouldn't happen. Amen. You love the Lord tonight.
Amen.
Amen. God richly bless you. Certainly want to remember the meeting there in North Carolina this weekend. I was down there last night and the Lord just really moved. So certainly appreciate Brother Donnie for having us tonight. And we just trust something will be said to help you and to encourage you and strengthen you on your journey. Amen.
Amen.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. You got it, say amen.
Amen.
The Bible says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Also, I'd like to read Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Another very familiar passage of Scripture tonight. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. The Bible says this: "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. May God add the blessing to any of His Word tonight as you'd be seated. You love the Lord tonight.
Amen.
If the Lord will help us, I'd like to speak tonight on this thought of the unseen force of the supernatural. The unseen force of the supernatural. Here in our Scripture reading tonight, Paul would tell us that for our light affliction, which is but for a moment. And I hope we can realize that tonight, that no matter what we're going through, no matter what we're facing, it's but for a moment. Is far worketh us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. You know, I believe in every heart tonight. I believe in every son or daughter of God. I believe there's a hunger for the supernatural. Can you say amen? I believe there's a hungering in every heart, for the Bible actually tells us that, amen, the Bible tells us that they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. And I want to just tell this tonight and let it go ahead and get it out before we go any further, so the devil and hell will know the supernatural is still real. The supernatural God is still present. The supernatural God is still among us. For a prophet of God came, and his war cry of his ministry was, "Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever." And that was declaring Hebrews 13:8 is still giving that eternal attribute of the supernatural to God. Brother Branham would say this in the resurrection of Lazarus. He says, "But my calling is to get into a gift that came from God for an inspiration for the people." Can we realize that tonight, that the message came to inspire us? The message did not come to give us something to argue about or something to fuss about, but the message came to inspire us. Amen. "But it was given to me in order," he said, that it be demonstrated before the church. He said that everybody might catch the vision of the supernatural part, that God lives and that He reigns in His church today. Somebody say, God is still alive. God still lives and reigns in His church today. And He said He's here to bless us all. You realize tonight, amen, that this message came to introduce us back to the supernatural. For the supernatural element that was of God had been denominated, had been organized, and had been killed off to the people. But this message came as a force, amen, against the devil of darkness. It came as a force against denomination to introduce us back to who we really were. Amen. Brother Bram says this, he said, "Christians believe in the supernatural." You love the Lord tonight. In the days of Jesus of Nazareth, he says, when he was here on the earth walking in flesh, he found the people in his day seeking a religion, amen, that would bring them deliverance. And I truly believe that every one of us are here tonight for one purpose, and that is a deliverance from God. Amen. He said that you would be here for deliverance. He said they wanted a religion that would deliver them from all the evils and their enemies. He said, and Christianity met every challenge that they asked for. You see, what the prophet of God was saying was, amen, that God gave them their heart's desire, for they desired a religion that could set them free. They had been bound under Roman Catholicism. They had been bound under man's ideas. But what they were desiring was something that could change their life. You believe that tonight? He said, and Christianity met everything that they needed and everything that they asked for. It challenged every one of their needs. It challenged every devil. He said, but the simple thing was they would not receive it. So here they were praying for something. They were asking for something. They were seeking for something from God. And here it was standing right before them, and they missed it. It was standing right in their very face. They were praying for a prophet, and a prophet was standing before them. They were praying for an awakening, and an awakening was standing before them. Oh, church tonight, we are not here asking God to send us these things, but we are thanking God that He has sent us these things, and that message has brought a deliverance into our lives. Amen. I don't believe God is just able to deliver us for just a few moments of time, and then we have to revert back to the old ways and revert back to the old man and revert back to our old habits. But I believe that Christianity still got just as much power tonight, hallelujah, as it ever had in all the world, to still change lives tonight. Brother Bram said in the Old Testament, there was a veil that hung between the holy place and the holiest of holies, he said, and only Aaron alone was to go in there once a year. He said, but every man that became a priest could have a bite or taste of the original manna that Moses and Aaron had picked up on the first day. He said, notice this, the manna began to fall from heaven. Hallelujah. The manna began to fall from heaven. And when they crossed the river of Jordan, he said, the enemies was killed. They were behind them. And the next day they went out and all over the ground lay little wafers. So actually what God was confirming was there is a supernatural. There is no end to this supernatural. I'm the God that was. I'm the God that am. I am the God that will be. Can you say amen? What he was showing them is what I'm doing for you is more than something a man can do. What I'm doing for you is more than some idea. I'm going to prove to you that you are my people. You love the Lord tonight. I'm going to prove to you that you are my people. And I'm going to feed you something of eternal value. Do you realize what you're feeding on tonight is not the words of a man, but you're feeding on something that's of eternal value. He said, and the people were just supposed to pick up enough to last them that one day. If they kept it over, it contaminated. But God told Moses and Aaron to go out and pick up several homerfuls of it, great baskets, and take it to the ark and the holy place. And there, every time after that generation, that every generation following that one, as long as that Levitical priesthood would last. I'm just laying a foundation, so stay with me tonight. I suppose that every man was eligible to become a priest when he was ordained a priest. He had the perfect right to receive a mouthful of the original manna. Do you realize what he's saying is when they become to the place that God had called them to come to, they possessed every right to receive what God had for them. Oh, friends, let's bring it up to our day in this hour when we realize who we are. Can you say amen? When the bride recognizes who she is, when she realizes who God has called her to be, she has every right. You possess every right tonight to receive original mouthful manna of the Word of God in this hour. It's not just manna that we feed on of a church idea, but it's actually manna that changes our lives. Hallelujah. He said he had the perfect right to receive a mouthful of the original manna. Think of it. What a privilege, he said, that men thought they would have when a man knew that he was coming into the priesthood. He was going to get a mouthful of supernatural bait. I love this. Of supernatural baked, of supernatural stirred up. He said supernatural food that came from God out of heaven that had been kept supernaturally. Do you realize why God preserved this message? Was because there was a super race, Brother Terry. There was a supernatural people coming on the earth that you couldn't feed on the dead ideas of man's tradition. You couldn't feed on denomination. You had to have something of supernatural food. So God preserved this supernatural and left it for you to receive tonight. Do you believe that? He said, notice it was supernatural bait. It was supernatural stirred up. It was supernatural food that came from God out of heaven that had been kept supernaturally. The whole ministry is the supernatural. Somebody say supernatural. The whole ministry is the supernatural. How can people ever say that they're a Christian and deny the supernatural? Let me say this. How can anybody claim they believe this message and deny the gift of William Branham's life? It was a supernatural gift. Hallelujah. It was more than the gift of guessing. It was more than the gift of hoping. It was more than the gift of hoping something would happen. But it was the supernatural gift that had been given by supernatural God. Friends, we can't possess the things that God has given us in this hour until we realize what we're feeding on is supernatural. The whole history of Christianity is supernatural tonight. Everything about redemption is supernatural. Everything about salvation is supernatural. Everything about healing and deliverance, it's all supernatural. It all comes from a supernatural God. You love the Lord. Even in the Old Testament, even under the imperfect sacrifice, faith brought the supernatural to the believer. Now look at this word supernatural. It means a manifestation. So actually something's happening. Can you say amen? A manifestation or an event attributed to some force beyond scientific understanding. Or the laws of nature. But Ram said there was a man come to me here just a few days ago. I was having this meeting down here. He said, this man just come to me and said, you don't really go for all that's happening up there. Said, you're not going for all those Branham meetings up there. But Ram said, little did he realize I was the one he was talking about.
He said he was questioning my ministry. He was questioning the meetings. And there I was standing before him, and I was telling him what was happening was not something that a man was doing, because the prophet of God was trying to show the fine line that lay between blaspheming. Can you say amen? He was trying to show that don't go too far and speak against this. But him said, see, it's not a man up there. It's the supernatural God that's come down in this hour to vindicate his word. That man said, I can't believe anything that's not proven scientifically. But him said, the things that can be scientifically proven is not real. You want to preach with me or look at me tonight? The things that can be scientifically proven is not real. He said, notice this, the things that's not scientifically proven is the things that's real. That's what gives you a supernatural element tonight, is though you can't explain it, though you can't understand it, though you can't put your finger on it, you still say, I believe it. You still say, God is still the same yesterday. He's still the same today. He's still the same tomorrow. The devil says, God don't heal. He's come too late. The devil says, God, don't give the Holy Ghost. He's come too late. The devil says, God, don't cast out devils. He's come too late. We're proof tonight. We're witnesses tonight that there's still a supernatural God that's still moving among his people. Amen. He said, you see, the supernatural is what you do not see, but what you believe and act on as though it was, he said. Everything in the Christian armor is supernatural. We're not here tonight wrestling against principality or wrestling against flesh and blood, but we are here tonight fighting against principalities, against powers, against spirits. Oh, church, let me say this tonight. There is a war going on tonight. There is a war going on in the atmosphere tonight. The devil is doing everything he can to stop you from receiving what God's got for you. He's fighting against you. But there is a mighty God that has come down in this hour, that is here tonight, that is pressing back tiredness, pressing back darkness, pressing back sickness, pressing back all these things. He's still a supernatural God. Hallelujah. He said everything. Everything in the Christian armor is supernatural. He said, we do not look at it what we see, but we look at what we don't see. In St. John chapter 3, the new birth was introduced to Nicodemus. Can you say amen? The man said this. He said, the new birth, it's not an impersonation. The new birth is not a facelift to the church. He said, the new birth is a supernatural birth. So actually God, what God wanted to do was to take your old birth, your natural birth, and change you. There was nothing within that old birth that could save you, but God predestinated something called a seed of himself and placed inside of you and brought you back to a real birth. A real birth is a supernatural birth. Can you say amen? But I said, see, what God wants to do is God wants to regenerate you. Is that your desire tonight? God wants to regenerate you. God wants to change you to where you can believe on him. The man says, and though, I love this quote, he said, the supernatural, it brought in the Gentile kingdom. And so the supernatural is taking out the Gentiles. You were brought in by the supernatural. You'll be taken out by the same. You love the Lord tonight. You believe the message. The kingdom was ushered in by the supernatural, he said, and it's going out by the same. So what God started on the day of Pentecost was a supernatural church. It was a supernatural people anointed with a supernatural spirit called the Holy Ghost. And God will claim nothing less than a church full of the Holy Ghost. It's time tonight, friends, that if you ain't got the Holy Ghost, it's time to shake off coldness. It's time to shake off formalism. It's time to shake off these things and say, God, I want to receive that supernatural birth. Amen. He said, notice, when the supernatural is done, it attracts a mixed multitude. Can you say amen? He said, the believer will come, the unbeliever will come, and the make-believer will come. The believer will come and say, that be of God. The unbeliever will come and say, I don't know about that. And And the make-believer will stay around it as long enough until they can't scientifically prove something. I'm going to preach tonight. He says, now God in all the ages has always declared Himself through the supernatural. Since the beginning, God has declared Himself through the supernatural. He said, you ask any Bible reader, you ask any theologian that's honest, they will tell you that when the supernatural is displayed in its in the presence of God, God always, somebody say always, God always brings supernatural because He is the supernatural. So what He's saying here is God is always there because the supernatural is God. Hallelujah. He said in every age when He displays Himself, it's in the supernatural. He does it because He loves people. The very reason God came down is because He loves people. Do you believe that tonight? The very reason God saved you is because He loves people. He desires to manifest Himself. He desires to show Himself. He says He does it because He loves people and He loves to separate. Oh my, somebody say separate. He loves to separate His believers from the unbelievers. Here we are in the last age. Here we are in the closing hours of time. What's happening? God has separated the believers from the unbelievers. What's happening? God is shaking out unbelief. Are you with me tonight? God is shaking out unbelief. God is shaking out coldness because He wants us to return back to the power of the supernatural. You say, I don't know about these things. I don't know if God still moves. I don't know if God still heals. I don't know if God still delivers. He still does. I said He still does. We just come out of a meeting in West Virginia at Brother Roy Shrewsbury's 2.5 week revival. We just come out of a meeting and I went in that meeting. I was just praying, God, do something to confirm Yourself, Lord. Not to confirm us, but to confirm Your word. Hallelujah. And there in the meeting one night, I just want to testify for a minute because I'm going somewhere. Are you with me tonight? There in the meeting sat a sister who had been on a walker upon a cane for a very long time. She came in the service that night with a cane. But the Spirit of God began to move. Listen, friends, nobody laid hands on her. Nobody come to a prayer line. Nobody come to the altar. No preacher went back there. She began to receive her hour. She began to receive her visitation. And right there in the meeting, she laid the cane down and began to lap the building. What is it? It's the unseen force of the supernatural God. And He's among us tonight. Brother Andrew, there's so much negativity about the message. There's so much nonsense on the internet about the message. Yes, there is, but there's still seed somewhere. There's still a seed somewhere because we're still here. And when the last seed comes in, we'll go home. You love the Lord. You believe the promise of His word tonight. Notice, brother, it says God comes down and manifests the reality of His word to separate belief from unbelief. God's word calls for total separation from unbelief. You believe that tonight? Notice this, but remember, says, see, He said it's not people. He said it's not that God leaves people. He said, but people get away from God. Can you say amen? He said that people begin to get away from God. What's happened? Many people begin to drift. Are you with me tonight? Many people begin to lose the fire and the zeal. It's not that God has left the church. It's not that God has left us here in the darkness of Laodicea. No, sir. There is still a man here that can turn on the light. There is still a supernatural force of a supernatural God. And I want to encourage you tonight. I know this is simple, but I want to encourage you tonight that whatever you have need of from God, let Him pass by your way. And let the force of the unseen God, let it change your life tonight. The Lord said the supernatural comes down and begins to separate belief from unbelief. In Exodus chapter 28, Aaron's breastplate of judgment was introduced to the people. You believe that tonight? Can I get a little bit more on the monitors, brother? Had 12 stones upon it. Are you with me tonight? It was representing, remember I said, the 12 tribes of Israel. He said a prophet prophesied or a dreamer told his dream. He said, or whatever it was. And the supernatural thing, the supernatural lights didn't flash on this, what was called the Urim Thummim. So some man would wake up with some idea or would have some kind of dream. And unlike today, they took it before the Word. They didn't move on emotion. They didn't move on sensation, but they took it before the Word. And they put it before Aaron's breastplate of righteousness. And when he would speak the dream, he would speak the prophecy. If those lights didn't light up, something was wrong. The prophet of God said this. He said, notice. He said, what happened? He said, now when the Aaronic priesthood or the Levitical priesthood, that priesthood has done away with that, and the Urim and Thummim of that time ceased. So what do we do in this day? Believe everything that comes by? Pick up every doctrine that sounds better than what we believed? No, sir. He said, but in this priesthood, the Bible is God's Urim of Thummim. And if a revelation comes, if a prophet prophesies, if a church is established or a doctrine is made, if it don't flash on the Bible. Come on, somebody. We could get away with a lot of spirits. We could get away from a lot of nonsense if we went back to the Bible. If it don't flash on the Bible, he said, then it's wrong. Somebody say wrong. No matter how good it sounds, no matter how better it feels, if it don't line up with God's Word, it's wrong. You love the Lord. You believe the Word. Notice this. This is God's Urim Thummim, and we must listen to the Word. How many believes tonight that the Bible is a supernatural book? Brother Branham would tell us, he would say, see, the Bible is not just some book that your grandma read. The Bible is not just some book that your grandfather read. He said, but the Bible is the thoughts of God expressed. The Bible is showing what God was thinking. Notice he says, now we must listen to the Word. How many believes the Word has preeminence among us tonight? Let's look and see the supernatural come down for a few moments, shall we? Are we believers tonight? But Bram said, look here. He said, I'm preaching, looking to the unseen this morning. He said, and notice what happened at the end of that message. The supernatural come down. What was it? There a prophet of God was standing just as a natural man, just as a mortal man standing there, and he delivered a message on looking to the unseen. And he said, notice this. He said, there is a pulsation of faith in the heart of every believer here this morning. And he said, now I'm going to give myself over to Him. How many can say you want to give yourself over to God? He said, now I'm going to give myself over to Him. And there in the middle of that congregation, I feel good tonight, the supernatural God came down and began to speak out of William Branham's mouth and said, William Branham has nothing to do with this. He has given himself over to me. It's God talking to you. I want to tell you tonight, friends, no matter what you're going through, when God raises up a man to stand behind this pulpit, whether it be deliverance, whether it be healing, whether it be correction, whatever it may be, it's God speaking to you. It's the voice behind the voice. It's the man behind the man. He said, notice, he says, he is just using my voice. Can you say amen? Bram said, now I preached here just the other day on the seven church ages. He said, notice when I got done, he said, I went over and began to draw those seven church ages out on the board. He said, and in drawing those church ages out on the board, he said, I put the seventh church age, the Laodicea church age. But Terry, he said, I put total darkness in that age. You with me tonight? He said, I put total darkness in that age. He said, there was no light that I could see. There was no light that he could see in that age. Are you with me tonight? He said, but right when I finished, at about 11 o'clock, he said, the pillar of fire came down. The pillar of fire came down in that building and began to write on the wall. And in the seventh church age, with total darkness, with total blackout, the pillar of fire put light. In this age, Why did he do that? Because you're here. There was a bride coming out of Christ. There had to be somebody fulfill the line of the seventh church age. The Rev said there that day, I'm just going through a couple things that we know tonight. I pray you're with me. The Rev said that day baptized on the Ohio River. He said it was not a church. It was not a man. It was the supernatural. The supernatural came down. Can you say amen? He said the supernatural came down and the voice that spoke was that of the voice of the Lord. Vindication after vindication of the supernatural. We must believe. With vindication after vindication of what God has said in this hour, we must believe these things. A prophet of God stood night after night after night after night and stood toe to toe with every devil, Brother Terry, out of hell and said, I take authority over every demon power. Not my authority, but the authority of God. I take authority over every devil. I take authority over every demon. And then a little prophet of God would stand. Come on, somebody. A little prophet of God would stand and say, Satan, come out of the people. He was not challenging it as a man. It was the supernatural God. It was the force of the unseen. Hallelujah. It was the force of the unseen that was showing there's still a God and He's still supreme. How many sick in your body tonight and you would desire to be healed? How many could desire a refill of the Holy Ghost tonight? How many could desire deliverance? Whatever you need from God, He's here. He's here tonight. The mighty God has come down. There's an unseen force. You can't see it with your eye. It's the fourth man in the fire. It's the fourth man that always shows up in the darkest of hours, in the darkest of night. I love the Lord tonight. The supernatural, but them said this. He said the supernatural, it causes an excitement. When the supernatural is manifested before the people, but them said that supernatural manifestation, it causes an excitement. He said, what is it? He said that day up there when Peter stood there and they had in the Mount Transfiguration experience. Brother Bam said, Peter got excited. There's nothing wrong with getting excited. There's nothing wrong with saying amen. There's nothing wrong with raising your hands. It's just the emotion of God. Peter got excited. Peter said, let us make three temples. Brother Bam said he just got excited over the revival. Brother Bam said, notice there with Moses. I love this. Brother Bam said, with Moses, he said, remember, we have been called to live in an atmosphere of the supernatural. You know why we don't care about politics? Well, you got quite there. You know why we don't care about politics? Is because that's natural. It's not supernatural. God has already given us a sign. It was a perfect sign. It was not the sign of a Democrat. It was not the sign of an elephant. It was the sign of a lamb. And that lamb came down to take away the sin of the world. The supernatural comes to introduce himself to his people. I love this. Remember, he said this. He said the supernatural is not emotion. It's not a sensation. But it's simply God confirming his word. What happened there on the mountain that day? God came down and confirmed His word. What happened the day you got saved? God came down and confirmed His word. What happened the day you got the Holy Ghost? God came down and confirmed His word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I've been preaching birth pains. Are you with me tonight? Brother Brandon preaching the message, birth pains. He said, my wife gave me a new Bible the other day. He said, there I stood in the pulpit. I was looking for St. John 16. He said, I turned to brother to another brother and I said, brother, is St. John 16 not that? He said, I turned around. He said, then all of a sudden, he said, a Catholic priest stood up, walked over and handed me his Bible and said, "My son, be steady. God is fixing to move." You missed that. "My son, be steady. God is fixing to move." What was happening? Turmoil was happening. A prophet couldn't find the scripture, but God was fixing to move. Are you hearing me tonight, church? There's nations breaking. Israel's awakening. The signs of the prophets have foretold are coming to pass. The great falling away has taken place. People's leaving left and right. My bride, be steady. God is fixing to come. The supernatural is fixing to come and take you out of here. Can you say amen? I said, "My son," he said, "be steady, for God is fixing to move." Here tonight, we are fighting a great warfare, as I said. We are fighting right against wrong. We're fighting the Word of God against modern theology. And we're trying to make the Word live, he said. Listen to this. While Satan would beset it in every way he can. But I love this, Brother Terry. But one. Somebody say one. But one is the majority in God. A prophet is saying, you're sitting in a building tonight with hundreds of people around you. And the devil's fighting on every hand. He's doing everything he can to stop you. But it only takes one tonight. It only takes one young person. It only takes one believer to rise up and say, "This is my hour. My God has come down." The prophet said what happened there that day when Moses was there and in Egypt and the supernatural had been manifested time after time after time. He said there was one in the camp who polluted the whole entire camp. Do you realize tonight it only takes one person to bring the revival? It only takes one person to kill the revival. Well, preach somebody. But what are we here tonight to do? We are here to join forces together. We are here to join arms together. Amen. Then said, notice this. He said, when it all comes down the bottom of it, he said, there's only two forces. There's the force of God. There's the force of Satan. There's the force of heaven. There's the force of hell. Can you say amen? There's the force of light. There's the force of darkness. What happened before you got here tonight? Are you with me tonight? What happened before you got here? It was dark in here. There was no light in here. But somebody come and turned the light on. Somebody come and turned the light on. And in an atmosphere of darkness, light began to pierce that darkness. Oh, friends, every devil in hell is here tonight to tell you you can't receive the things of God, that tells you the supernatural's dead. You tried it one time and it didn't work for you, brother. It didn't work for your mama. But it'll work for a believer. You are here tonight to press back. Somebody help me tonight. You are here to press back against every darkness, against every devil. We have the force of the seen. We have the force of the unseen. 2 Corinthians 4:18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. But the things which are not seen are eternal. Are you with me tonight? The rest says this. And now the whole world, it seems to be alarmed. It's an unseen force. Thank you, Lord. It's an unseen force that's trying to warn men that something is about to happen. Why are storms happening in places they've never happened before? Why are all these end time signs happening? Because it's God trying to warn man. Something's fixing to happen. Something's fixing to take place. He said the whole world is shook up about it. And it's just about the end of the age. It's just about the coming of Christ. Oh, I say, Lord, come quickly. It's just about the hour for Him to arrive. The temple, the Bible says, are the things which we see, which means they have no value. They are here today and they are gone tomorrow. Can you say amen? But the eternal things, Brother West, the eternal things are what possess value. The eternal things are what change our lives. We're here for an hour and a half or 2 hours, three times a week. That's eternal. That's eternal moments of the supernatural God desiring to change your life. Desiring to change your circumstance. Desiring to change your illness. It's the unseen force of the supernatural God in our midst. How many's ever heard of a cross-eyed Christian? You know what a cross-eyed Christian is? Is with one eye on the world and one eye on God. One eye on the temporal things and one eye on the eternal things. And let me say this tonight. We've had enough cross-eyed Christians. Well, I'm going to preach tonight. We've had enough cross-eyed Christians. They've lived with their eye on the message and their eye on denomination. Their eye on the world and their eye on God. But it's time tonight to sell out lock, stock, and barrel. It's time to get your eye on Jesus. It's time to get your eyes off the things of the world. There is an unseen force tonight. I know we want to see something. We want to be comforted by what we see. But there is no comfort in Laodicea. Can you say amen? There is no comfort in this world. St. Luke 21:26. Men's hearts filling them for fear and for looking. Are you with me? After those things which are coming on the earth. Now the question has been asked, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. The question has been asked, Brother Terry, what was causing their hearts to fail? But the answer is right there. Because they had their eye on what was happening in the world. That's why they come to church and slept. That's why they miss five services. Because they're trying to get too much entertainment in the world. But I'm here to tell you, it's here today and gone tomorrow. Don't be caught outside of the ark of safety. Don't be caught out there in the natural world. Get caught up in the Spirit of God and let the supernatural God rearrange your focus. The Bible says this, what is the unseen force? He said, and so that's the way when a Christian gets to working with God. How many wants to work with God? He said, when a Christian gets to working with God and rolling together, not fighting together, but rolling together. He said, that brings an unseen force that does mysteries that none of us knows nothing about. Can I preach a little while longer tonight? He said that unseen force of man connecting with God. That doctor told Brother Branham one time, said, Brother Branham, the greatest force I've ever found is a believer in contact with his maker. And the church said, what is faith tonight? It's an unseen force. You're not born with faith, Brother Branham said. God gives you faith. He says, what is it? It's the faith of Himself that He desires to place in your life that you can believe on Him. Brother, sister, God wants you to believe on Him tonight. Brother Bram said, what is it? It's the unseen force of the Holy Ghost that's moving among us. It excites that born again spirit. Praise the Lord. They can hear about the world. It does nothing for them. But let them hear that there is a healer among us. And it excites their faith. Let them hear that God still lives. It does something for them. Because they're not born of this world. They've been born of above. You love the Lord. You believe His word tonight. I'm trying my best to behave. I'm going somewhere by God's help. He says it brings an excitement to the spirit. You let somebody in here tonight be quiet as they want to be, but you let somebody start shouting, and that person that does not believe in any emotion, We'll look over and see what somebody else is doing. Because it's something to excite them. Brother Branham said, there I stood and I looked at that little old preacher. Said he walked up to the platform. Said he got up there. I said, that man is so old, he can't do nothing for me. He said, but when he got done, said he jumped up, clicked his heels together. Said, you ain't got enough room up here for me to preach. He said, when he got done, he said, I wanted what he had. Brother Branham didn't want the spirit of that man. He wanted the supernatural behind that man. He wanted the unseen force. Hallelujah. People can't understand why you've had a bad day, yet you say amen. People can't understand why you've had a bad doctor's report, yet you say Christ is still my healer. People can't understand why everything falls apart, you still raise your hand and say all is well. It's because there's an unseen force of the supernatural. We don't control these things. God does it. The Bible says the power of God begins to foam down through the congregation, and faith cometh by hearing, and the Holy Ghost takes the word and spreads it over the people to catch it with the power that regenerated a born again life. Something has got to cry out. Something, Brother Terry, has got to cry out. Let me say this tonight. You say, Brother Andrew, I don't believe in emotion. I don't believe in getting excited. I just believe in coming to church and sitting there, just being a good Christian. I'll give you that. But let us hook a battery up under your seat. And you sit down there not knowing what's under that seat. And that battery begins to shock you. You're not going to sit there with your arms folded. You're not going to sit there asleep. There's going to be a move. And let me say this. God's not put batteries under your seat. But He's put the Holy Ghost in your soul. And He sent His word down to anoint that life in you. And what you're feeling right now, the prophet of God said it comes down and it anoints you and it leaves. He said, but one of these mornings, that anointing power is going to come down. And when it leaves, you'll go with it. Hallelujah. When it leaves, you'll go with it. What is it? It's an unseen force. The Bible said, you notice this. He said, you take a deaf person. It's an unseen force that has cut off their hearing. The Bible said, they go to the doctor. The doctor would look in their eyes. The doctor would say, there's nothing laying there that's causing you not to hear. The Bible said, what is it? He said, it's an unseen force that has robbed them of their hearing. He said, all it takes. Thank you, Lord. He said, all it takes is to find what's causing them to be deaf. When the doctor can't figure it out, then the great physician comes on the scene and says it's an unseen force that has robbed them of their hearing. And that unseen force of the devil is fighting against the unseen force of God. But I want to tell you tonight, our God will not be defeated. Our God will not be stopped. Our God will not be defeated. When God gives something out, when God makes a promise, God will bankrupt heaven before He lets that promise fail you. What is it? It's the unseen force. Somebody say the unseen force. Of the supernatural that brings life back. The prophet of God said that day, said, I'd had the vision of that little boy that was dead in Finland. Said, I had the vision that God would restore that boy's life back to him. Said, people had wrote it in the fly leaves of their Bible. Exactly what the vision said. And said, when it don't happen, you call me a false prophet. when everything don't happen according to the vision, you call me a false prophet. The prophet of God said, there we were, riding down the road. He said, and there laid the boy. There laid the scenery. There was everything according to the vision. The prophet of God said, we stepped out. Said, I got down. Said, if this boy's not back to life in 5 minutes, you call me a false prophet. Are you with me tonight? Brother Branham said, I got down and prayed and said, in 5 minutes, what happened? There was a force of death, but there was an unseen force of life. There was an unseen force of the supernatural God. And right there in the middle of that war that was going on between life and death. Somebody say, our God. Our God prevailed. And life came back in a dead boy's body. What is it? The eye could not see it. The doctor said he was dead. But God came on the scene. Brother Branham was standing in the tabernacle preaching one morning, and there was a man by the name of Edmund Way in the tabernacle. Yeah. Fell over dead. Brother Branham said, now everybody, be still. Be calm. Wasn't that what that Catholic priest told Brother Branham? Be steady. God's fixing to move. And there laid that man. His wife was a nurse, I believe. She took his pulse. He had none. But right there in the Branham Tabernacle, why are you pointing back? Because he's still the same tonight. Right there dead in the Branham Tabernacle, the supernatural God came down and put life back in a dead man's body. What was it? It was the unseen force of the supernatural God bringing life. Brother Branham told us a story. I hope this is okay tonight. Are you with me? Brother Branham told us the story of the Mexican baby. He said that baby had died that morning. But there was something inside of that woman. She was not going to be defeated. Come on, somebody. And I say this tonight. If you got a need that the devil has told you it'll never get met. Has the devil told you you'll never receive these things? I want to tell you tonight. Don't give up. Don't ever stop believing. Brother Branham said that she got there. Said she fought her way through ushers. Said, I sent somebody down there to pray for that baby. Oh, glory. But said, when I begin to see a vision break forth of that baby that was dead, I said, bring that baby to me. You love the Lord. Do you believe these things? This is our message. This is our inheritance. Brother Branham said they brought that baby forward. Said, I put that cold, lifeless baby in my arms. And said, I began to pray. And said, in just a few moments of time, that baby began to warm up. What was it, Brother Jim? It was the unseen force of the supernatural God. It was the unseen force of death that robbed that baby. But it was the unseen force of the supernatural that said, death, you cannot have them. Can I preach tonight? It's the unseen force of the devil that says, you're going down. You're not going to make it. It's too hard. This sickness will take you out of here. But I want to tell you tonight, it's the unseen force of the supernatural that's brought you this far. And if it's brought you this far, it'll take you the rest of the way. Our God will not be defeated. No matter how cold, no matter how dark, no matter how starchy, just believe God. Brother Ram said this. He said, what was it? He says, it was God came on the scene and changed the outcome. Oh, glory to God. What's happened time after time for us? God came on the scene and changed the outcome. How many of you have ever been driving down the road and a car swerve over in your lane? Pray for this backslid microphone. A car swerve over in your lane, or something happened that you had no control of the situation. What was it? It was the unseen force of the supernatural God protecting you. Because God placed something inside of you. Can I preach? And God will protect that seed no matter what it comes through, no matter what it faces, no matter what life it comes out of, no matter what kind of background. God protects His seed. I'll just tell you a couple testimonies here, or not testimonies, but I'll just tell you something that got me thinking along these lines. I sit there just the other day with Brother Roy Shrewsbury, and he sit there and he began to tell me some of the war stories. Some of you may have heard him in his different meetings and testimonies. But he began to tell me of different things that happened to him. How that the manual would tell him to go this way and to fall down in this ditch. But a voice would speak to him and say, go the other way. Are you with me tonight? How that he would be lost in the woods and just an angel would appear. And I'm not trying to give this testimony, but it just filled my heart. He said, how that an angel would appear and say, go that direction. And I would go back to thank that man, and that man would not be there. You know what it was? It was the unseen supernatural protecting that seed. The prophet of God said, your seed come through wars and family troubles, but God brought you here. There was no man protecting that seed. There was no church protecting that seed. Come on, somebody. It was God protecting that seed. And some of you have been through troubles and sickness and church troubles and all kinds of things, but yet you sit here tonight. What's done it? The unseen force of the supernatural God. Hallelujah. That has protected you and kept you. When God said, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder, God meant what He said. When Paul said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? There's no force of death, no force of life, no force of anything. God meant what He said. Can I go a bit farther? Somebody say, our God is not weak. He is strong. And I want to tell you tonight, take courage. Our God does not back down to challenges. You say, what's gotten into you? Listen to tapes and studying all day. When you hear a prophet of God all day talk about the supernatural, there's just something wants to burst inside of you and say, thanks be to God. He did not have to do it. But He did it. The verse says this. Our God, He says this. They say that the days of miracles is past and all these things. He said, let me prove, I'll give you an everlasting sign. It'll be the super sign. Oh yes. Now He could have an angel. He could have whatever He wanted to. But He'd come to as Abraham's seed. Abraham's super seed. That's right. The way He chooses to come to show in this last day God's super sign. God's super race. Can I have just a bit more of your time? Can I just close by encouraging you a little bit? Hope I ain't killed you tonight. Can I close by encouraging you just a little bit? God placed you here for a purpose. God placed something inside of you. And whether you believe it or not, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, you are a force that hell is afraid of. Hell is afraid of you tonight. Hell has backed many of us in a corner and said, I'll conquer you, I'll take you, I'll rob you. But in reality, hell is knocking their knees tonight. In reality, the devil is scared to death that you're going to wake up tonight and realize the unseen God has passed by your way. Hallelujah. The man said, what is it? It's a super race. He said, amen, you talk about super. Woo, he said. God calls this bride a super race. And as she nears the headstone, she will become like Him. Look at Jonah for a minute. He was given a commission. Go to Nineveh and cry out against the wickedness. But what did Jonah do? He ended up in the belly of a whale. You say, surely you don't believe that. I believe it. I'll tell you how much I believe it. Had the Bible said that Jonah swallowed a whale, I'd have believed that also. Because it's a supernatural God. And He's not limited in His power, but He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. The rim said, what happened? Said there that belly of that whale, there that Jonah went in the belly of that whale and said he was rich. That whale delivered him up on land. What a way for a preacher to show up at a meeting. To walk out of the belly of a whale. He walked out of the whale's belly. He walked up on dry land. Thank you, Lord. He walked up on dry land. The prophet of God said, and there he gave his prophecy. Jonah gave his prophecy. Let me say this. Jonah didn't stand there ashamed of what had happened to him. Are you with me tonight? But Jonah stood there and he spoke with such force that Brother Adam said, till they put sackcloth on their animals and repented. Jonah didn't stand there and say, Brother Branham said, we believe the message. Jonah stood there. Can I go a bit farther? I'm hurrying. And said, repent or perish. And let me say this tonight. God don't need sissies. God don't need sissies behind the pulpit that's afraid to quote a prophet of God. God needs men of God and children of God to rise up in the power of God and say what a prophet's already said. Not back down on it. Not compromise. But stand for what God has already said. I don't care what the world thinks. I don't care what church entity thinks. Let's say what a prophet said and rapture out of here. The man said this, in these last days, there would be a prophetic class of people up on the earth that would prophesy again. And when they speak, they will speak with force. Oh, glory. Look at the three Hebrew boys in closing. Look at the three Hebrew boys. They stood there that day. They were told, Brother Terry, compromise. Give in. Bow down to this spirit. Hear my heart tonight. We cannot bow down to these images. Maybe a little hard closing, but I'm going to close. I'm going to land or something. We were not placed there to compromise. And no matter how hard the battle gets, stand your ground for God. No matter how easy it is to give over, stand for God. No matter how easy it is to just fit in, stand for God. And God will stand for you. You are not placed there to compromise. No matter how hard the battle gets, never put yourself in the position that you have to compromise. Never let the devil take your testimony. For truth is lost by compromising. The unseen force of the supernatural. 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 1. And the sons of the prophets said unto Elisha, behold, now the place where we dwell with thee is too straight for us. Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, and let us make us a place there, and where we may dwell. And he answered, go ye. And one said, be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servants. And he answered, I will go. So he went with them. Are you with me tonight? And when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was felling a beam, the axe had fell into the water, and he cried and said, alas, master, for it was borrowed. And the man of God said, where fell it? We're talking about an axe head. Are you awake? That fell into the water. It was, like a lot of us when it comes to swimming, sinking. It went to the bottom. But where did you lose it? And I want to ask you tonight, where did you lose your testimony? Where did you lose your praise? Where did you lose your fire and your zeal? It's right there waiting on you tonight. And cast it in thither, and the iron did swim. Therefore he said, take it up to thee. And he put out his hand and took it. They've seen the supernatural. Brother Terry, they've seen the supernatural God come down and do something that no man could do. And then it come time to go to battle. 2 Kings 6:13. And he said, go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host. And they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, listen to this, behold, a host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, master, how shall we do? I love this. And he answered, fear not. Somebody say, fear not. Fear not, for they that be with us are more. Thank you, Lord. For they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And I want to encourage you tonight, and as I'm closing, they that be with us, we may look like we're failing to nothing. We may look weak and defeated and beat down. But take courage tonight, brother. Take courage tonight, sister. There's more with us than there is with them. What have we got behind us? Not a church system, not a bishop, not a pope. We've got a supernatural God with us. As the musicians come tonight, we've got a supernatural God with a supernatural word, with a supernatural message, with a supernatural sign. We cannot fail. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire. Round about Elisha. Can I read you one more? After these things, 2 Chronicles 32. After these things and the establishment thereof, the king, I can't pronounce that word. Thank God our names are simple. The king of Assyria came and entered into Judah and encamped against the fenced cities and thought to win them for himself. And when Hezekiah saw whoever that was come, and that he was purposed to fight against Jerusalem, he took counsel with his princes and his mighty men to stop the waters of the fountains which were without the city. And they did help him. So there was gathered much people together who stopped all the fountains. Listen to this. And the brook that ran through the midst of the land, saying, why should the king of Assyria come and find much water? And also he strengthened himself and built up all the wall that was broken and raised it up to the towers and another wall without and repaired Millo in the city of David and made darts and shields in abundance. And he set captains of war over the people and gathered them together to him in the street of the gate of the city and spake comfortably to them saying, give up. We can't do it. We can't make it. Laodicea is too great. The devil's too strong. There's no young people can live this message. No, sir. He comforted the people by telling them, be strong. Somebody say, be strong. Be strong and courageous and be not afraid nor dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him, for there be more with us There is more with you tonight. There is more with you tonight. As a matter of fact, there is a great cloud of witnesses that is surrounding this place tonight. There is a voice behind the voice that says you'll make it, little bride. For there be more with us than with Him. For with Him is an arm of flesh. But with us, somebody say us, is the Lord our God. To help us. Listen to this. And to fight our battles. And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. Can we bring that up to our day? A prophet said, you have no past. You never done it in the first place. Are you with me? You never done it in the first place. And a prophet cried out, you are justified. If these people, Brother Terry, took comfort in what Hezekiah said, and they just rested. I mean, there was warriors and chariots and everything ready to take them. But they took courage in what Hezekiah said. And no matter how dark it gets, not every service is a shouting service. No matter how much pressure you go through day in and day out, no matter what situations come day in and day out, take this home with you. Rest in what the prophet has already said concerning you. Let us stand up. They rested. They didn't get nervous. They didn't get weary. They just rested, Brother West, in what Hezekiah said. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. You realize what every person in the Bible went through? They took comfort in one thing. The Word of God. Amen. Those three Hebrew boys were fixing to be burned at the stake. But they took comfort. They said, we don't know if our God will, but we do know our God is able. Amen. But they said, look at this. Like Israel back in her promised land, she don't know how she got back there. She was just automatically put back there. Why? National force put her in her place. Now I'm going to say something. National force put Israel in her homeland. National force will put the church in the World Council of Churches. But the power of God will put the people in the bride. The world focuses. He said the world forces this way and the world forces that way. But God forces upward. Amen. And the Spirit of God, which is the Word of God, and He says, my Word is Spirit and life, will put the bride in her place. Amen. It won't be the... Please don't misunderstand me. But this bride is not going to come to her place when the election takes place. She's already come to her place. There's still seed out there. And when that last seed comes in, Brother Bremson, when that last seed comes in, we'll go home. When the bride recognizes who she is, we'll leave here. The unseen force of the supernatural. Do you love the Lord tonight? Do you believe in a supernatural God? Do you believe He can change your life? What give life back? A supernatural God. What stood in a prayer line with Brother Branham night after night after night and never missed one time? The supernatural God. Let's bow our heads together tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, Lord, Your Word is true tonight, dear God. And Lord, we take courage tonight, Father,
and what the prophet has taught us in this hour, Lord. Father, we take courage in reading our Bibles tonight. For as I heard your prophet say today, that Bible became a new book to me. Oh, Father. Lord, we receive strength in the time of trouble, Lord. We receive strength in the time of weakness, dear God. Father, when all hell is assailing against us, Lord, when the troubles of life are there, when pressures and tests and everything, Father, is standing against us, Lord. Father, we have an unseen force behind us. Though the world may look upon us and laugh, though the world may look upon us and criticize us and make fun of us, Lord, for standing for what we stand in, Lord, for believing in what we believe in, dear God. But help us tonight, Lord, to realize there is more with us than there is with them, Father. Though we may look upon them, dear God, and see hundreds upon hundreds or whatever we may judge power by, dear God. But help us tonight to realize, Lord, we don't judge power based off of numbers, dear God. We judge power based off of quality, Father. For Lord, your prophet told us over and over that one is the majority in God. So Father, I pray tonight the Spirit of God would grip every heart tonight, Lord, and help us to realize tonight, Father, that just we may feel as if we're all alone, dear God, on the backside of the desert as Moses did that day. We may feel, Lord, that we've got to give in, we've got to bow, we've got to give in to these pressures, dear God. But help us not to realize, Lord, we don't have to do it, Father. Because when we can't fight no more, your scripture told us, we just read, you'll come down and fight our battles. Oh, help us tonight, dear God, to recognize that, Lord. Help us tonight to realize that when you told Moses that day to go and speak to the people of Israel, of the children of Israel, and to tell them to obey the voice of the angel, you told Moses that I will come down and be an enemy to thy enemies. I will come down and be an adversary to thy adversaries. What was it, dear God? All the way from Genesis to Revelation, it's an unseen force of the supernatural God coming down and manifesting himself, dear God. Lord, the natural eye, they deny it. They say that there's no way it could be. But God, help us to realize tonight, Lord. Though the natural eye can't see it, Father, the spiritual eye, Lord, sees it tonight, dear God. We see that you're with us tonight, Father. We see that, Lord, as your prophet said, there's a mighty angels encamped about us tonight, Lord. There's a warfare, dear God, going on, Lord. How Satan would love to stop the children from receiving what God has got for them, Lord. How the devil would love to just rob them, every one of a body change, rob them of a rapture tonight, dear God. But Lord, we refuse to settle for that tonight, Lord. We believe you're here tonight, Lord. Your prophet come and declared, he is here. We thank you for it tonight, God. Give us strength tonight, Lord, in our battles, Lord. Give us strength tonight, Father, I pray. Hallelujah. Oh, won't we just raise our hands to him right now, friends. Just receive something from him tonight. Receive something from the supernatural God as he would pass by our way tonight. You need healing in your body? Receive it. You need deliverance? Receive it right now. Amen. He has come down in this hour. Brother Harry, why don't you sing something? We'll just worship the Lord for a little bit before we go. If you need prayer not to come, we'll pray for you. I believe there's an unseen force here tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We recognize the mighty God is here today. As in our hearts burn, as he talked along the way. Aren't you glad you've known? Aren't you glad you've known? Aren't you glad you've known him? Soon he'll come and we'll be gone. I'm so glad we've recognized the mighty God is here today. As he talked along the way, I'm so glad I've known him. Aren't you glad you've known him? I'm so glad I've known him. Soon he'll come and we'll be gone. The mighty God is here today, hasn't our heart. so glad I've known. I'm so glad I've known Him. I'm so glad I've known Him. Soon He'll come and we'll be gone. And we've recognized the mighty God is here today. Hasn't our hearts burned as He talked along the way? I'm so glad I've known Him. I'm so glad I've known Him. Aren't you glad you've known Him? Soon He'll come and we'll be gone. Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Oh, greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Satan's like a roaring lion, he's roaming to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. The Bible tells us so. Many souls have been his prey, fall in some weak hour. But God has promised us today His overcoming power. Oh, church, greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. On the day of Pentecost, a rushing mighty wind blew into the upper room and baptized all of them with a power greater than any earthly foe. I'm so glad I've got it too. I'm gonna let the whole world know. Oh, greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. I know greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. On the day of Pentecost, a rushing mighty wind blew into the upper room and baptized all of them with a power greater than any earthly foe. I'm so glad I've got it too. I'm gonna let the whole world know. Oh, greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Oh, greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Satan's like a roaring lion, roaming to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. The Bible tells us so. Many souls have been his prey, to fall in some weak hour. Oh, but God has promised us today his overcoming power. I know greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Oh, greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. My God is greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
Amen. Well, Harry, could you just sing that song, Bring Back the New Again? Let's just worship you just a little bit before we go. Before we sing this, let's just turn and lay hands on somebody standing next to you, and let's offer up a word of prayer right now. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, dear God. Lord, you see the needs of your people tonight, Lord. Father, we stand here tonight, Lord, as recipients of your grace, dear God. Lord, to know that, Father, in this hour, Lord, in this dark hour, Lord, when many people have gathered in churches tonight, dear God, but Lord, there's been no supernatural manifestation, dear God. But Lord, right here tonight, Lord, your prophet said where your word is, there you would be, Father, for you are your word tonight. And God, as the sons and daughters of God have their hands laid up on one another tonight, dear God, I pray the Spirit of God would just minister to each and every heart tonight, Lord. May they just receive strength tonight to continue to press the battle, Lord. Father, I hold in my hand this prayer cloth tonight, Lord. You see the different needs, Lord, that's represented with this prayer cloth, Father. We know tonight it's not the cloth, Lord, but we know it's the unseen force behind it, dear God. Oh, help us not to realize, dear God, that we're not believing in vain, Lord. We're not fighting in vain, dear God, but we're standing, Lord. Though sometimes it's hard to stand, God, help us, Father, to stand, Lord. Help us to believe the promise of your word, God. I pray when this prayer cloth would reach its destination tonight, dear God, may it do, Father, that which it's been set out to do, Lord. I pray you just minister to each and every heart tonight, Lord. May you just light a fire inside of our soul tonight, dear God, that no devil can put out, Lord, that no sickness or no trouble can put out. Father, I pray for those that would have a desire tonight to receive the Holy Ghost, dear God. In this hour, Father, we know that you're still giving the Holy Ghost. You're still refilling us with the Holy Ghost even this very hour. And Father, we just receive it right now, dear God. Minister to your people tonight, I pray in Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just sing this song before we go tonight. Do you love the Lord tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
I can still remember.
Oh, let's just raise your hands right
now.
Forget about what you got to do, what you're facing.
Back when I first got to know you.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
It seemed the world was mine. I had joy, I had springtime. But that's all just a memory anymore. I guess I took my eyes off you, Lord. But I don't want this callous feeling anymore. Oh, please bring back the way it was before. Bring back the new again. I wanna see you. It wasn't long ago when my heart was glowing and every new day was a challenge. But indifference turned me cold, made things stale, made her mold. Now lost that happy song I used to sing.
You can do it right now.
It seemed that I forgot the most important thing. I don't want this lonesome feeling anymore. Oh, please bring back the way it was before.
You bless you tonight, friends. Is that your desire? You believe you can walk out of here with it? Without one feeling, without one emotion, without one sensation. We believe in those things. We also believe the promise of God's word. God richly bless you tonight. Be our prayer. Brother Terry, come take the service, brother. God bless you all richly. Keep pressing the battle. Bless you. Bless you, Brother Terry.
I enjoyed that.
Thank you, buddy. God bless you.
Oh, praise the Lord. We're going to pray now and be dismissed. I want to ask you a question. Why are some people so thrilled with the Lord Jesus and have such a passion for Christ, and some people don't? You say, well, there's several reasons. But why? I'm going to tell you why. Okay? It's like this little story that Brother Branham told. He said, some critic came to him one time and said, oh, Brother Branham, there's nothing that old Holy Ghost that you talk about. There's nothing that Holy Ghost. Brother Branham picked up an apple and he said, brother, this apple that I'm holding in my hand, is it sweet or is it sour? He said, well, I don't know. I've never tasted it. He said, that's exactly right. You've never tasted it.
Amen.
Once you've tasted the Holy Ghost, then that's your passion. That's your desire. That's your love. That's your life. That's your everything. You can't come into the presence of God and actually be tasted of the Holy Ghost and then not have that love. One time in the presence of God, it changes everything. One night with the King changes everything. Ask some of the people that recently that's been changed, really had a touch from the Lord. One night with the King changes everything. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful, so thrilled, Lord, for the wonderful service tonight. We're just so excited and enthused, Lord. We know that we're close. And Lord, even if we weren't even close, just to live for you, just to live our life, a life worthy of the gospel, that's the happiest life that a person could ever live, is live a life for Christ. Lord, if I would die a natural death in the next 2 or 3 or 5 or 10 or 15 years, whatever it is, which I don't think so, I believe I'll live to see the rapture, the change of the body. How excited we are, Lord, because we have a promise, we have an escape, we have a home, we have a life hereafter, we have eternal life, we have everything you promised is a reality, it's coming more real, the negative more toward the positive. Bless Brother Andrew. Thank you, Lord, for the wonderful gift in his life. He gave it everything that he had. We're so proud of our little brother. Pray that you'll just bless him, bless the congregation, bless the meetings down in Ruth especially. Give us traveling mercies as we return to our respective homes. It's been good to be in the house of God. We thank you. But go with the children tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, saints. You're dismissed in the name of the Lord. Harry, sing for us, brother. God bless you tonight.
I keep falling in love with Him over and over and over and over again. I keep falling in love with you over and over and over and over again. He gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. Keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. I keep falling in love with him over and over, over and over again. I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. He gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what love between my Lord and I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. I keep falling in love with him over and over, over and over again.